Every person's neshama is bound to his guf, his body, and therefore is highly limited. Although it is truly a spiritual entity, it's held back from connecting with the spiritual world as long as it's contained within the guf. However, the Ramchal explains a fascinating concept. He says Hashem built into the system various loopholes where the neshama has the ability to transcend the chains of the guf and thereby gain understanding and connection with spiritual things which generally it's prevented from doing. It can kind of has like an escape route. And these loopholes have their own boundaries, how far Hashem decided once the neshama can become free from the guf, and all according to his understanding, with all the pratim and prate-pratim, and all the ramifications and justifications and etc., like everything else in the world. The way this works can be understood by realizing how the world exists. The world's existence is predicated on its connection to Hashem. Every single aspect of this world, every creation, every being, every living being, and every non-living being, every inanimate object, down to the tiniest atom, has existence only because and through its connection to Hashem. And as much as Hashem is Megala himself, is the Ur, the light of Hashem, is Mashpia, is comes down to this world, do all the parts of creation have life and kiyum and existence? As we've discussed in the past, the world is designed in a way that all power and energy and all this spiritual gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins from the highest level of Ruchnius and then has to be filtered down into this world. So it comes down through many, many levels until it reaches this world. Hashem is Mashpia, and this gives life and existence to the highest angels, then who pass it down to the next level, where there are many different appointed angels who have their job to distribute it and to disseminate it further and further until it reaches this world and translates into something which is Kashmius. Hashem desired that he should be addressed by his name. This way, his creations can become aware of him and motivate themselves to call out to him and to become close to Hashem. They could be nisoirer, to be miskarev to Hashem. Hashem created the Shem HaMiuchad, as the Pasuk says, Zeh Shmi La'olam, which refers to, it's a name that refers to Hashem's covet itself, as was Hashem's desire, and that's one of the names of Hashem, that we can refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect to him with this name. And there are other forms of connection, how Hashem connects to this world, which are categorized by different names, and those names create different hashpais. Just as an example, we write the name Shin Dalet Yud on the mezuzah, Shin Dalet Yud, and just happened to see today that one of the aspects of the name of Shin Dalet Yud, it stands for Shomer Diras Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the households of Klal Yisrael. So that's an aspect of a relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our protector. And that's referenced by this name, Shin Dalet Yud. Hashem decreed that when a person mentions Hashem's name, he'll be connected to the light and hashpah of Hashem. He'll have a connection. He'll have a yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And depending on which name he mentions, the hashpah will be different. As with all hashpahs from Hashem, when a person calls out a name of Hashem, this begins a process of hashpah, which again works its way through all the spiritual worlds. Hashem made many rules and limitations to this method and this aspect of calling out to Hashem's name. And those control what happens when a person says Hashem's name. A person can either think about the names of Hashem, he says them, or combines them in ways known to the Balei Hasid, and it'll have this effect of allowing his neshama to connect to Hashem on a much higher level than before. One of the effects of calling out to Hashem is the connection between the guf and neshama is broken, is freed, so that the neshama is then able to connect to levels of spirituality it previously couldn't. And this is the concept of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, which the Ramchal will now go on to explain.